Now, the story of a song that's been called the hippie national anthem and played throughout the Summer of Love. It was used in Forrest Gump and The Simpsons and even in a Walmart commercial 2 years ago. Come on, people now. It's not only brother, everybody gets together. The song is Get Together, and the version everybody knows is by the Youngbloods. It's the next entry in our series, American Anthem, and NPR's Tom Cole tells us why.
The song goes back even further than the Youngbloods, and it's gone by several different names. Get Together, Let's Get Together, Everybody Get Together. It's been recorded dozens of times. The Kingston Trio was first in 1964.
Love is but the song we sing, and fear's the way we die.
Jefferson Airplane, the Dave Clark Five, the Staples Singers, even the Carpenters took a crack at it. Twice.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, love one another right now.
The Youngbloods recorded their version in 1967.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry.
The Vietnam War was raging, and the band's lead singer, Jesse Colin Young, remembers what it felt like.
Well, back then, we were all subject to the draft. That made everything more life and death. And hope is what comes out of that song.
The Youngbloods came together in New York in 1965 and rehearsed in Greenwich Village's Café Agogo when there wasn't a show. That's where Young first heard Get Together.
It was a Sunday afternoon, and I was walking through the village, and I thought, oh, the Go-Go's going to be dark, and I'll call the band, we can rehearse. And I walked down the stairs, and it turned out to be an open mic, and I thought I would turn around and go home. But Buzzy Linhart was on stage singing Get Together. That song just stopped me in my tracks.
It was the lyrics that grabbed him.
Love is but a song we sing. Fear's the way we die. Wow. The human condition in two lines.
The lyrics grabbed singer Liz Wright, too, who recorded it in 2004 for her album Dreaming Wide Awake.
You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both, and it's there at your command.
This is my favorite verse. I really love the imagery. It's fantastic. You know, in our uncertainty, we are still choosing to learn by love or to learn by fear as we go. And I just love how this verse puts it back in our court as individuals.
The song was written in the early 60s by Chester Powers, who performed under the name Dino Valenti.
Love is but the song we sing, and fear's the way we die.
Valenti was the son of carnival performers, and he made a name for himself in the folk clubs of Greenwich Village. He'd already left for the West Coast when the Youngbloods formed, but Jesse Colin Young met him years later.
I met him at a motorcycle shop in Marin County. We were both living in the Bay Area, and I was surprised. Dino was kind of a tough guy. And I thought to myself, wow, the angels just took a hold of you one day and put this song in your head, and you brought it to us.
The song also caught the ears of another San Francisco musician when he first heard it. Bass player David Freiberg eventually got to know Valenti well when they played together in Quicksilver Messenger Service.
I was kind of amazed by him when I first met him. He stomped his foot so hard on the stage, it was like there were drums playing with him. Lots of energy, very fiery kind of guy, but he was so talented, so talented.
When the Youngbloods version of Valenti's song came out in 67, it became part of the soundtrack for the Summer of Love in San Francisco, and Valenti became something of a local celebrity. But he got busted for drug possession, and music journalist Ben Fong Torres says Valenti had to sell the rights to Get Together to pay for a lawyer and avoid a possible 10-year prison sentence.
As he famously said, for 10 years of my life, man, I can write another song.
But, says David Freiberg,
I think Dino stopped singing it after that.
Valenti's most famous song went on to have a life of its own. Even though it didn't get much national attention in 67, 2 years later, the Youngbloods version was used in a public service announcement for the National Conference of Christians and Jews. People started calling their radio stations requesting the song. The band's label took the unusual step of reissuing the single, and it went to number 5. Dino Valenti, who died in 1994, didn't get his rights to the song back until later in life. But Get Together captured the zeitgeist of the time, says Ben Fong Torres.
And so it took a band out of New York City to give San Francisco and the Haight-Ashbury generation its anthem.
Some may come and some may go. He will surely pay. When the one that left us here returns for us at last.
Now, here's a little bit of music trivia about that anthem from David Freiberg.
The Youngbloods version says, "When the one that left us here returns for us at last." And Dino said, "Is the lyric supposed to be when the wind that left us here?" I like that best because it symbolizes the cosmic wind and the interconnection of everything. But then I'm a Buddhist, so...
One of the definitions of the word anthem is psalm or hymn. An early review of the song asked why it's not sung in church. Singer Liz Wright thinks it should be.
There was just all this imagery, some of it even edging on some biblical imagery. I just felt like this is one of those songs that helped me speak better, speak everything else better. And when I first heard it, I knew that it would make me better as a messenger.
And Jesse Colin Young says it still carries a message for our times.
Every night I sing it. It's my favorite part of the show, because the people sing. I played it in Central Park this past summer, on the first year anniversary of Charlottesville. Those people sang it stronger than I've ever heard it sung. And some people were pumping their fists, and I realized they were saying, "We choose love."
Not every song can do all of that.
Yes, you!
Tom Cole, NPR News.